Test 4, Part 2. You'll hear part of a documentary on Tony Blair. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Anthony Charles Linton Blair became the youngest leader of the Labour Party in 1994, and he led his party to unparalleled victories in the 1997, 2001 and 2005 general elections before stepping down in 2007. Blair studied law at St John's College in Oxford and specialised in trade union and industrial law. His political career started in 1983 when he was elected to the British Parliament as a member of the Labour Party. He advanced quickly within the party while Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister between 1979 and 1990. The Labour leaders of the period believed that Blair's moderate positions would make the Labour Party more popular with the public, and they were right. For a period of time before Tony Blair came on the scene, British voters had been turning away from Labour and its traditional policies. Blair was promoted to various posts in the departments of Trade and Industry, Energy and Employment. And then, in 1994, he was elected to lead the Labour Party. This event is significant because these were the first fully democratic elections to the post. He soon made a name for himself as a firm leader who was more than capable of dealing with divisions and controversial policy issues within the party. From the start, Blair worked to make the party more mainstream by playing down the party's connections to the trade unions in an attempt to attract more voters. By 1997, the New Labour Party, as Blair called it, had become very popular. At the same time, lack of unity within the Conservative Party and a number of scandals involving Conservative ministers made the Conservative Party less popular. This was not very good news for Thatcher's successor, John Major. The Labour Party's steadily increasing popularity led to an unforgettable victory for Blair and Labour in the general elections of May 1997. This was the best victory the Labour Party had ever enjoyed until that day.
Now you'll hear Part 2 again.
Anthony Charles Linton Blair became the youngest leader of the Labour Party in 1994, and he led his party to unparalleled victories in the 1997, 2001 and 2005 general elections before stepping down in 2007. Blair studied law at St John's College in Oxford and specialised in trade union and industrial law. His political career started in 1983 when he was elected to the British Parliament as a member of the Labour Party. He advanced quickly within the party while Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister between 1979 and 1990. The Labour leaders of the period believed that Blair's moderate positions would make the Labour Party more popular with the public, and they were right. For a period of time before Tony Blair came on the scene, British voters had been turning away from Labour and its traditional policies. Blair was promoted to various posts in the departments of Trade and Industry, Energy and Employment. And then, in 1994, he was elected to lead the Labour Party. This event is significant because these were the first fully democratic elections to the post. He soon made a name for himself as a firm leader who was more than capable of dealing with divisions and controversial policy issues within the party. From the start, Blair worked to make the party more mainstream by playing down the party's connections to the trade unions in an attempt to attract more voters. By 1997, the New Labour Party, as Blair called it, had become very popular. At the same time, lack of unity within the Conservative Party and a number of scandals involving Conservative ministers made the Conservative Party less popular. This was not very good news for Thatcher's successor, John Major. The Labour Party's steadily increasing popularity led to an unforgettable victory for Blair and Labour in the general elections of May 1997. This was the best victory the Labour Party had ever enjoyed until that day.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.